Welcome back, everyone, to the Athlete's Mind podcast. It is 2024, so I decided that we'd be trying some new things this year with the podcast and the Athlete's Mind as a whole. So I've decided to do some solo podcast episodes talking everything about the mental side, really deep diving into the mindset and my personal thoughts. And I thought it would be cool to share my knowledge with the mindset to all of you listeners out there. Now, these episodes will only be streaming on Spotify. These won't be on YouTube, but go and follow my personal TikTok if you do want to keep up to date with daily clips. But if you are interested in listening to full episodes, it will be on Spotify as a solo series. Still be under the Athlete's Mind, just me talking, no guests. So I have to admit, this is a little bit different for me, not having a guest, just me talking to the camera and talking to you guys listening. So something new for me and something new for you guys. So let me know if you want more of this, if you're interested in it. DM me on Instagram, TikTok, email me, anything. I always respond. So we're switching it up a bit, talking more onto the mental side of the game, which is what the Athlete's Mind is all about. So today I thought it would be a good idea to talk a bit about developing a work ethic. Now, this is quite important to me, and I thought it would be a good topic going into the new year, talking about work ethic and how important it is, because approaching and going into a new year, a lot of people make new year resolutions, they make goals for themselves, and I just thought it'd be a good way to start off the year and share my thoughts and help some of you guys out with gaining a better view and perspective on what a work ethic actually is and how to develop it better. So I want to start off by talking a little bit about habits. Now, habits are the most important thing. Developing habits, creating good, healthy habits that will lead to positive outcomes and therefore developing a work ethic. You can't develop a good work ethic without having good habits. They're pretty much the same thing. They go hand in hand. Now, developing habits can be a bit of a tricky one to start off with. Now, if you're looking to get fitness goals or start a new job or do something that you're not used to, you're going to have to go out of your comfort zone. I learned this the hard way, but it's just a fact. You have to go out of your comfort zone if you want to be better or gain a more positive aspect in some area of your life. Now, I'll use fitness goals as a good example. If you want to get a good physique, fix your diet, workout plan or something that fits your lifestyle a bit better, initially you're going to have to start implementing habits to achieve that. Now, the reason I mention New Year resolutions is because going into the new year, a common resolution is I want to start in the gym. Now, that's great, and I think that's an awesome resolution to have and an awesome goal for people to aim for. But the problem lies with this is where people burn out too easily. They'll go into the new year saying, I want to get a really good physique. That's achievable, but the habits that they implement to get that physique aren't necessarily the smartest decision. Now, what I mean by that is people will say, I'm going to work out 6 times a week every single day, or I'm going to do 6Ks here, because when you approach into a new year, the first thing that hits you when thinking of a New Year's resolution is motivation. So you're instantly excited about taking on this new challenge. You're instantly aware that, okay, I'm really excited to go out and try this new thing that I'm not used to doing. If you are new to the gym or you're only used to going to once or twice a week and you're instantly trying to jump to 6 times a week, you're going to burn out. So that's why developing habits can be a bit of a long process, because you start off with maybe once a week, then you move to twice a week, then you might move to 3 times a week, then you might change up your workout a bit. So this is why I think it's important not to overwhelm yourself with implementing these habits, because you need to make sure that these habits that you're implementing, you're starting off small and you're slowly building your way up. Because when you have this big goal envisioned in your mind, you can't just leap straight to the big goal. It doesn't work like that. You need to take the smaller steps leading up to this goal. Those of you who are big on visualization, the number one thing that I like to do is literally picturing in my head like a staircase. The goal is at the top of the staircase. you're at the bottom. You can't jump all the way to the top of the staircase. You need to take each step as it comes. Now, in reality, some of those steps are going to be bigger. Some of them are going to be smaller. You're going to have hard times. You're going to have good times. You're going to have bad days. You're going to have good days. But you just can't overwhelm yourself with, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and bang, and just go and do it. It's not that simple, right? So I think it's important to, if you're going to start developing these habits, that you need to start off small, because the last thing you want is to burn out and therefore you won't achieve your goals. Now, another topic that I think is important when developing a good work ethic is understanding the difference between motivation and discipline. Now, motivation, like I mentioned briefly before, is that initial excitement and really like almost adrenaline that you really want to do something. For example, when I first started my YouTube channel in The Athlete's Mind, I was so excited to do my first podcast episode. I was pumped. I was motivated to really get that episode out there and start it, right? But, you know, as you keep doing something, right? You love it, but as you keep doing something, it's not all sunshine and rainbows, right? You're not always going to feel motivated. There's going to be days where you're not going to want to do it. Believe me, there's been days where I haven't wanted to record a podcast episode because I've been tired, or I've just wanted to go hang out with friends. There's all these other things that people don't initially consider when they first take on a goal or a task that is above them, because they're motivated. So this is where discipline comes into play. Now, discipline, it can mean a few different things, but I think the best way to explain it is just doing it no matter how you feel. Now, if that means going to the gym on a day where you literally cannot be asked getting out of bed, you still go. If you have that alarm set for 5 a.m. in the morning and you said the night before, I'm going to go do a 5K run in the morning at 5 a.m., but you wake up and you're like, I don't feel like it, that's not disciplined. Disciplined is doing something no matter how you feel. If you feel good, if you feel bad, if you feel sad, whatever your feelings are, disciplined is kind of the act of ignoring those feelings and just doing it anyway. So it took me a while to truly understand what discipline was, because initially when I was trying all these different things leading up to the point I'm at now, and by all means, I still haven't mastered discipline. Trust me, no one ever truly masters discipline. But it took me a while to understand what it actually took to be successful in things, because I was relying everything on motivation. And motivation is temporary. Discipline is longer lasting, more long term. Because when I started out doing the podcast, for example, I was super motivated to edit. I was super motivated to film. I was super motivated to interview, prepare questions. But then as you get along, right, my feelings would change. I'd be tired. I wouldn't want to do it, right? Especially editing. Even now, I'll procrastinate and consistently, like, there's been times where I just put off editing because I just don't want to do it. That's not disciplined, right? That is relying on motivation. So my number one tip is not to rely on motivation. Rely on discipline. I think it's the best thing you can do. Now, one last tip that I do want to mention is being self-aware. Now, being self-aware can mean a lot of things, but when it comes to developing a work ethic, you need self-awareness to understand your weaknesses, your strengths, what you can improve on. It's very important. Self-awareness, right? I'm constantly self-aware that I could be improving more on my cardio, for example. I love hitting the gym. My cardio, it's not the best, right? Now, being self-aware kind of tears your ego down a little bit. That's why a lot of people, I feel like, don't like to admit their, like, no one wants to admit that you're bad at something, right? Now, self-awareness, as annoying as much as it can kind of hurt your ego a little bit and kind of humble you, it's so important to have. And if you're trying to develop that good work ethic, especially going into this new year, you need to be self-aware of your bad habits, right? To develop good habits, you need to be self-aware of your bad habits. Realize that, okay, last year, I was probably going out a bit too much on the weekends. I was probably drinking a bit too much alcohol. That's just an example. I'm not calling anyone out, but that's self-awareness. Being able to admit and see what you're doing wrong in a part of your life, that takes a lot. And that also shows a lot of character, believe me. Realizing that there's things in your life that you're doing that aren't benefiting you in any way, you just got to cut it out. But in order to cut something out, you need to be aware of it first. So that's the most important thing, I believe. That's about going to wrap us up for the first solo podcast episode. I really hope whoever's listening to this really gains something from this, whether that's knowledge or something to implement into your life. And please let me know if you want more of these solo podcast episodes. I'm looking to get these out weekly. Don't hold me to that, but I will be looking to keep these out weekly. There's a lot going on with The Athlete's Mind at the moment. Roaming, documentary filming, very excited for that. That'll be coming out May this year, so keep an eye out for May. I know it's a while away, but we are working on it, so don't worry. Big things coming. Podcast is staying as consistent as possible. Big athletes, go and check out our recent episode with Christian Doolittle from the Perth Wildcats. He was a great chat, and it's not every day that we get a Wildcats player in the studio. So all of you listening, whether you're from day one or you're a new listener, I appreciate all of you. Go and follow our socials to keep up to date, and I will catch you guys in the next episode of The Athlete's Mind. Thank you.